SEPTA and TWU Local 234 will resume negotiations today. SEPTA spokesman Andrew Bush says the two sides had productive contract discussions over the weekend. As a result, SEPTA services will run on normal schedules today. The old Greyhound station near Chinatown could reopen as early as next year. More from WHYY's Tom McDonald.
What was commonly called the Greyhound bus terminal on Filbert Street closed in 2023 when the Sixers began development plans for their inner-city arena. Since then, inner-city bus service has been relegated to operating curbside on Spring Garden Street between North Front and 2nd and Northern Liberties, with several carriers permitted to operate on Schuylkill Avenue between Walnut and Chestnut in University City. The plan is to return to a renovated Filbert Street station next year, with the parking authority running the operation, says PPA head Rich Laser.
Our team has been in there, capital projects and maintenance team have been in the facility, put together a plan, aesthetically clean the building up, fix some core functions of the building, upgrade and the heating and air systems, redo the bathrooms, the flooring, kind of beautify the space. It's been dormant for some time.
The plan is to do a 10-year lease on the facility and add a left turn lane on Market Street to keep buses out of Chinatown. Tom McDonald, WHYY News.
The Pew Center for Arts and Heritage has named its new executive director. Christina Vassallo will replace Paula Marincola, who stepped down earlier this year after 17 years with one of the largest arts funders in the Philadelphia region. Vassallo starts in January. She is currently the director of the Contemporary Arts Center in Cincinnati. Before that, she was director of the Fabric Workshop and Museum in Philadelphia, where she was on the receiving end of Pew funds.
I understand what it's like to need to secure grants and support from the center. I was exposed to other forms of funding practices as well, so I think I have a really good understanding of what's out there.
The Pew Center has also announced $8.4 million in arts grants to 44 organizations and individual artists. Meanwhile, the Academy of Natural Sciences at Drexel University is planning an exhibition pegged to America's 250th birthday called Botany of Nations. It will explore the 1804 expedition of Lewis and Clark through the newly acquired Louisiana Purchase, but seen from an indigenous perspective. Checking sports. Well, it looks like we had some issues with losses. Flyers down and Sixers down yesterday. Now tonight, it's going to be the Eagles. They're out west in California taking on the Chargers for a nice feature of Monday Night Football. Each of those teams has an 8-4 record on the season. Checking your Philly forecast, we'll have gray skies today for the most part. Temperatures are already near 30. We're going to stay right around there for most of the day with winds 10 to 20 miles an hour. Then we dip down to 17 tonight.